You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
After months of deliberation and discussion, the government has decided not to move forward with the cycle bridge, planning to go across Auckland's Waitemata Harbour in light of many Aucklanders not feeling like their city is cycle friendly. The Cycleway Bridge project came about after many years of protesting, including Bike Auckland's Liberate the Lane protest earlier this year, a campaign calling for a three-month trial this summer to convert a lane of the Harbour Bridge for cycling. This morning, I spoke with Communications Manager for Bike Auckland, Mary Margaret Slack, to hear her view on this decision and see whether Bike Auckland is upset with the change or have other alternatives that could solve this want for a way to connect these parts of Auckland. Since last month, the government announced that it will not go ahead with the cycleway bridge proposed earlier this year. How do you feel about this?
About the bridge specifically, the second bridge, I'm unsurprised. I mean, I think, you know, the bridge was never accepted by the public and it wasn't even accepted by the cycling lobby. The reason that we earlier this year were calling for Liberate the Lane is because we understand that time is of the essence under climate change and we can't wait to spend millions and build our way out of congestion. We have to use the infrastructure that we already have more wisely. So, you know, I personally was never a huge fan of the second bridge and I knew that it was going to sink without a trace in the same way that Waikukutahi's 2019 version for Skypath did. So my main position is that I'm disappointed to see the same trajectory happening over and over again of cycling projects being doomed because they're not being handled in the most reasonable way that they need to be.
Just adding on from what you said before about the cycleway bridge not even being necessarily what Bike Auckland wanted, what is it that the cycling community did want? Are there any alternatives that have been discussed to try and connect these parts of Auckland?
So the main thing that we're looking for is a permanent reallocation of one lane on the existing Harbour Bridge. We believe that this is possible and we're yet to hear from Waikukutahi strong evidence as to why that's not possible. It's cool to hear you pick up on the point about connectivity because this is a much wider issue than just specifically a connection across the Waitemata Harbour. The stat that we're constantly looking to is that 60% of Aucklanders would like to ride a bike if it was safer to do so. The way that you make biking properly safe so that people who don't do it often feel safe to give it a go is you create a network where citywide there's an entire stream of cycleways that connect up to each other. So it's possible to get from anywhere in the city to, you know, across to the other side of the city safely without having to go onto really congested, scary roads that don't have safe enough provisions for people on bikes. It's been an uphill battle, but we've come quite far in the last 5 years with developments such as the Key Street Cycleway, Te Ari Whiti, the Light Path. Waikukutahi has just opened the Southern Cycleway as well. You know, there's so many different projects like this. So right now, the Waitemata Harbour is one of the key missing links, which is why the public have been waiting for so long. I mean, it was 2009, I believe, that this issue was first protested against, and it's now 2021, and still no progress.
Yeah, because according to Transport Minister Michael Wood, the decision to not go forward with the cycleway bridge came as a result of feedback against the Northern Pathway, specifically due to how much it cost. Would these alternative choices demand a similar cost? Or,
no.
You know, yeah.
The great thing about liberating a lane on the existing bridge is that it's the cheapest, quickest and simplest solution that we have. It would not cost $785 million. And what's really disappointing is that the money that's been spent looking into an entirely new bridge has already cost $51 million. If we had just looked to reallocate a lane on the existing bridge initially, that all could have been avoided.
Talking about this alternative of wanting a lane on the bridge, how would this affect or potentially improve Auckland transportation?
Well, at the moment, we live in a city that is highly car dependent. transport accounts for, I think it's the second highest profile for emissions in New Zealand after agriculture. So what we're advocating for is not so much to build safe infrastructure for everyone who currently rides a bike, because everyone who currently rides will do it anyway because they love it. What we're advocating for is creating a safe choice so that everyone who wants to be able to ride a bike will get out of their cars when they can and shift into a different transport mode. The Climate Change Commission has put out targets for what we need to reach if we're to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees, and that includes a 7% increase in cycling for mode share, among other things, that is the importance of public transport and also walking. We sort of refer to that as active and public transport. So if we were to achieve a lane on the bridge, you know, in conjunction with enhancing the city-wide network in places all over Auckland, we're hopeful that we would see that 60% of Aucklanders get out of their cars when they can, when they want to, and start to get into modes that are better for our environment and make it easier for everyone to get around the city. You know, currently we have a bridge that prioritises cars. You have to get in a car or a bus to be able to cross that bridge. There are many people who cannot drive for a variety of different reasons, be it a disability or the cost of cars is too high. So it's really crucial beyond the climate to invest in other transport choice to build a more equitable, accessible city.
That was Communications Manager for Bike Auckland, Mary Margaret Slack, talking about the government scrapping Auckland's Waitemata Cycleway Bridge.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.